You need to be able to protect yourself.
It's a basic constitutional freedom.
Guns need to be controlled.
We cannot just blindly restrict.
From a foreign perspective, they are out of hand.
Vice News has been going around the world talking to people about the big issues and asking how they think the news should cover them. Today, we talk about gun control in America versus the rest of the world. If you want to tell us what's important, you can do it with a Skype video message or with the hashtag Vice News.
Gun control in the United States seems to be very lax, especially compared to the rest of the world.
I grew up in Naples, Italy. There are only two categories of people who have guns, and that is mafiosi and cops.
Gun control laws in the United States exist, but they allow for a lot of go-around, so my sense is that if people really wanted to obtain a weapon, they would be able to, regardless of background check situations and things like that.
I find it ironic and curious how in the United States, this idea of freedom is associated with bearing a gun.
From a foreign perspective, they are out of hand.
In Russia, if you want to shoot a gun, it's easy. There are shooting ranges that are wildly accessible, hunting permits that are fairly easy to get. But in general, owning a gun in Russia at your house is illegal.
Loose gun control in the United States trickles into Mexico. The highest percentage of weapons in Mexico coming directly from the United States.
I guess, yes, it's really hard to get a gun in France, I think. At least I don't know anyone who has a gun for other reason than hunt.
I'm from New Zealand, and no one really has a gun. Even the police are on the street, they don't carry firearms. So even seeing a police officer with a firearm is, it's a little bit scary to me.
My country, it's very similar as in the United States. You have to take a psychological test, go to the polygon, shoot some bullets.
Prohibiting anything makes it automatically a business. Yes, it must be regulated, but with a complete understanding of the society and with a background education for it.
States like Massachusetts and Connecticut already have these really effective processes. I had to get two letters of recommendation, pay over $100 to get a background check.
I think that it is very scary for politicians to take a stand on gun control, because if you take a heavy stance, you're losing 50% of the people that you want to vote for you.
Despite massive public agreement that guns need to be controlled more effectively, the lobby is dictating policy right now.
I believe the United States should have stricter gun control laws, but I'd also like to see an emphasis placed on mental health awareness.
When you look at the people who are committing massacres like the Virginia Tech massacre or Columbine school shooting or Sandy Hook shooting, these are all extremely psychologically disturbed people who were still able to get their hands on guns.
I'd like to see a society where we see both stricter gun control as well as the ability to police ourselves.
I do feel that a responsible person will use a gun responsibly. You know, it's come down to a situation where non-violent, peace-loving person like me will also feel safer with a gun right next to me.
I think communities can do more to unite and educate, because I've been in a lot of situations where gun owners are collective and responsible and secure, and they're very disciplined.
Outside of actually controlling firearms being sold, it comes down to education of it. I am well aware of how to properly operate, maintain, and store a firearm.
My sister is a gun. Her daughter, who's 10 years old, plays with her like in the field and uses the gun, but she educates them and she's smart about it.
Carrying a firearm can be justified here in Israel. Because of everything that's going on, you need to be able to protect yourself.
Some people can certainly police themselves, but we need to be prepared for the worst. We need to have policies that protect us and our country from the people who can't responsibly own guns.
Mm-hmm.